Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. Another day that the living God moves upon the earth, moving by His Spirit. We serve the true and living God, and everything that God does pertain to life. And the Lord does things foundational. So, whatever He gives you to do, it's going to be foundational. And the people He choose are people He know will be foundational. You know, with that in mind, I want to say this. The Lord knows each of us, and He deposited things in us when He created us. He sees more in us than others do. Now, people can't judge what's in your heart. They can't tell. God has put a part of Himself in you. And when we receive the Word of God, our hearts respond. And sometimes even the way He created us, we're designed to do specific things. And the things that you're interested in and come easy to you, you know, that's where your talents are. Now, God is not selfish. He doesn't want you to serve Him against your will. Whatever He wants you to do, you'll have a desire for it. Even when He called me to the ministry, I asked a friend of mine, another fellow minister. We were about the same age. Both of us was in our early 20s. I said, Earl, when the Lord called you to the ministry, what was it like? He said, first you get a desire for it. And then he'll call you. And then, you know, of course you're going to run, but you have that desire on the inside. Now that desire, I didn't want to be a preacher, but and just like Earl said, Earl Evans, he said, you'd have a desire for, a desire came first. But in my mind, I didn't want to do it. The desire came from the heart, what God relates to, the heart. And from there, I went forward. It wasn't something I asked for. It wasn't like I was asking to be a preacher. The desire came, and then one day he woke me up and called me. He said, behold, you are my child. I have chosen you, and you shall be a vessel of honor. And when he said, he didn't ask me my opinion. He didn't talk about it. I mean, he didn't discuss it. It wasn't an option. He said, behold, you are my child. I have chosen you, and you should be a vessel of honor. And I woke up, I got up. I was up, so I got up. I got out of bed and walked in the living room. I said, Lord, what kind of preacher am I going to be? What am I going to do? How am I going to do it? Where am I going? He said, two words, follow me. And I got up, went and got back into bed. And I've been a preacher ever since. And the Lord loves us. But what He gives us to do, He's determined about it. And He sees more in you than you do. And He sees a lot more in you than others can. So you're going to have to take the cues from God, not people. Now thank God for people who inspire and motivate you. But you still got to take your cues from God. You got to listen to Him. You got to stick with what He reveals, because that's the only way it's going to be perfect. Men think they know, just like Job's friends. They thought they knew all the answers. And nobody said that Satan was behind it. Nobody showed Job that it wasn't God's fault. They were looking at Job. And Job didn't know what it was either. He didn't know that Satan did the damage. He didn't know what to think. And he tried to point to his good works. And he knew that he wasn't sinister against God like they thought he was. But the devil was behind it. Nobody had the answers. And then Elihu became the voice of reason to build them back up so they could hear from the Lord. Now, so take cues from God. Listen to what he's saying. What he reveals is more perfect. What he reveals is perfect. And men just don't have the answers that God can give you. They cannot see what God sees. And you should never forget that. Now, he sees what you can't. About you. I learned more about me listening to the Lord than I thought I'd ever know. I learned more about myself asking the Lord questions about me than what I thought I knew. What I thought I knew was one way, but the Lord showed me things in greater ways with very few words. And it helped me to make adjustments. So the more we look to him, the more foundational we'll be. And then he can build on top of that. And he can sanction us to do different works according to our several ability. But the foundation has to be there first. And then God can move like he wants to. But without a foundation, it's impossible. We'll do more damage if we don't build with him. One scripture says if we don't build with him, we scatter. And we don't have to scatter. We can build with God. We can do it his way. We can do like he does. And then we'll see the greater works unfold. We'll hear words of God spoken with our mouth. We'll do greater works with our hands. It's amazing. And you don't get used to it. You start expecting it, you cooperate better, but you don't really get used to it. It's just wonderful how God does things and how it all unfolds. And eventually you'll start seeing what God saw in you a long time ago when he gave you his word to do. And then others will see it last. Now the people who can receive from you, they'll see it first. They see things in you that you don't. But as time go on, all of your everything that God has done in your life will be appreciated by many people. And the last people to see it are the people that you grew up with. Your friends and family and people of your own hometown. That's just the way it works. And watch this. And some of the things that they did in faith help you become who you are. People help us make adjustments. A lot of times people just think that your family, your parents, do all the shaping of your life. No, it's your family, your siblings, the young people in your family. See, babies bring us back to balance. You can't just think about yourself anymore. You have to get on a servant's mode. You have to serve babies. And it takes you away. It takes your attention away from you. Even children are involved in shaping your character. And then your friends. Sometimes they advise you wrong, but sometimes they advise you good. And sometimes you can see how crazy some of the things they do is, and you avoid it. See, with God, you don't waste anything. Everybody's valuable. You know, if a man would be a fool, he's teaching you that it's not going to work. And you're learning something at his expense. But you're learning it. And it can rescue your life and the advice you give others. So nothing's really wasted in God's house. Now, all the people that have blessed you, whether by on purpose or default, God loves them. And you know, by seeing the things you see, Not only is your destiny shaped, but you shape the destiny of others. If we learn to read wisdom and receive it, then we become capable to relay the wisdom of God. However we learn it. You know, you can learn a lot from watching animals. And you can learn a lot from watching men. I told my children, I said, live with your eyes open. I said, the happiest people are those who love God's will and obey Him. Take their family to church. I had a business. I talked about it in other broadcasts, but I had a mobile auto service, and I worked out of my truck. I had all my tools, and I would go to people's houses and fix their cars. And God didn't send me to seminary school. He taught me the word. I was a student of the word, and I was also a student of life. And He put me in a situation where I could see what was out there. I came from a good neighborhood. I mean, full of good examples, to the point that I felt like I need to do something with my life. I began to see that most neighborhoods were not like the one I came from. That was an unusual neighborhood. There were other good neighborhoods out there, but the one I came from was exceptional. The men of the neighborhood were good role models. And I didn't realize it till I was grown. And, you know, I saw the men of the neighborhood. They sit on the front porch talking to their wives. I didn't see anybody fighting. They were always there. I mean, but, as when you're grown, you see other things. Some men, they don't come home. They go other places and spend the night. They get drunk. They do all kind of things. And some people drink beer, but they didn't. But they were at home. I played with their children, and they were good people. They went to church. They did things that they should have done. Not that they were perfect, but it was just an exceptional setting. And they went to church, and they loved God, and they tried to do right. So, but on the other hand, when I in my business, I saw all kind of things. And some things I love to forget about, but I saw it. And I saw a need that people need God's word to build their life. And then at the same time, I'm learning who God is, and I'm learning that I can enjoy His presence. And some people were living without that. And I remember what it was like to be unsaved and disconnected from God. See, Jesus Christ reunites us with God, and you can feel His peace. His peace is always with me. And you really don't get used to it. You just always expect it. And there were times I did something wrong, and I was convicted by the Holy Spirit, and I didn't like upsetting God. I could tell that He wasn't pleased with whatever it was I did. Because you're going to miss it sometime. You're going to do things that you shouldn't do. Think things you shouldn't think. And say things you shouldn't say. I did all of that. But I didn't turn my back on God. I just, you know, you have your moments. And I had mine. And the Holy Spirit worked to correct me. And I repented. I know I grieved Him. I probably grieved Him as much as I pleased Him. But I was always quick to repent. And then, back when I'm back in fellowship, I asked Him, how do I never do that again? I had to make adjustments. And I would receive His word and build my life. And so it is with everybody. But everybody has God's potential if they want it. They can do what God can do. The word of God is the word of God is the knowledge of love, and the word of God, if we receive it, can train us to do what God does on our level, and we're not limited. I'm gonna say that again. God's word can train us to do what God does, because it's the knowledge of love, it's the knowledge of wisdom. And it can train us. We'll do what he does on our level, but without limits. Sometimes people don't focus on everything. God focuses. He looks at everything. And if we look to him, we'll have a broader picture. We'll have a greater chance at seeing things for what they are as we look to him. When danger's coming, we're sensitive to it. We can see it. We can sense it. When he warns us, we can receive what he's saying and act on the word of God and correct things. Remember, we have to manage Satan. He's trying to tear our life down. We have to manage him. We can't let him manage us. We have to turn him around. We have to turn him back. We have to stop his work. We have to manage him. We stop him, then people will stop harassing us. We can get rid of our thorn in the flesh just like Paul did. The damsel came behind him saying, "These are the men of God that show us the way of salvation." Just mocking him, aggravating him, thorn in the side. And he rebuked that foul spirit. And she couldn't divine anymore. She couldn't, the devil knows things about us and what we're up to, because he watches. But it's more like from a human's perspective, not God's perspective. They don't see as much as God do. You know, angels, we're made a little lower than angels. And demons used to be angels. And, you know, some people say that they're different, but no, they were like angels too. They used to be. A third of the angels failed. They became demons and they harass your life. They give you bad information. They persuade you wrong. That's where all the evil feelings come from. When people kill people and think God told them to do it, a demon told them to do it. They did wrong. And they should be punished for it. Because it's not natural. It's a dead influence. God don't go around telling people to kill people or murder people. God loves people. He died for... Now, how can God tell somebody to kill somebody and he died to save them? Now, if it's war, you have to kill. You have to protect your country. Policemen have to protect society. A man has to protect his family. But they brought the fight to you. You didn't go looking for them. And vengeance is God's. So, and I know sometimes you want to take revenge, but it's best to leave vengeance to God. He will deal with it. But everything of God, if we trust his word, we're unlimited in the way we can grow and go forward in this life. God loves us, and he truly cares for us. He's going to bless us in every way. In every way there is, he's going to bless your life. And I know this, and I thank him for it. I want the people of God to know him and understand what he can do in their lives. He wants us to go forward, not backwards. He wants us to know him. He wants you to know him. He wants you to understand his works and his ways. And God loves us. Everything he gives us to do is foundational. It's going to work. It's not going to fail. But for a long time, it won't look like it. You won't see very much. You're going to have to take him at his word, just like everything else. Just like we believe God for our necessities, our daily bread, salvation and protection for our children. You got to believe him for the work of God as well. I used to think that the work of God was automatic. If he tell me to do something, I just do. No, you have to manage Satan. You have to stop him. Don't let him tear it down. You have to pray for your own will that you don't change. You have to encourage yourself in the Lord so that you can be foundational and remain foundational and never stop. But to make it all easy, look to the Lord. keep your eye on him. You know, that's, and I do that by taking him at his word. I consider what he said, what the word said. That's what it means to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. And if your eye be single, your whole body's full of light, like the Lord always had me saying. And I found it to be the easy way. And when we do look unto the Lord, it makes it all more enjoyable. You can enjoy your spouse. You can enjoy your family, even when they're needy, even when they upset you. You can enjoy them. Because you see, when you look unto the Lord, you're being freshly supplied with his light, with his strength. And he'll reveal to you what he sees. That's why I'm saying all these things that, you know, people discount, God is looking at that and he utilizes everything. He wastes nothing. Even down to when people act foolish, you see it, you can learn from it. They didn't know that what they were doing was not working. They're looking at something else. They're looking at what they desire. And then they fail. And it's not working. And they can't see. By the time they realize, they'll be all boogered up. Unless they wake up in a ditch and say, hey, just like the prodigal son woke up in the hog pen. He said, you know, I'm in this hog pen and my Jewish daddy got all kind of cows and clean meat I can be eating. And he went back and humbled himself and went back to the father's house. And if we do that, we'll have the same result. And that needs to happen. But if you look at the other son was also prodigal. He didn't leave the physical house, but his attitude was much worse than his brother's. Even when his brother first left, he didn't want to forgive his brother. He was in a state of unforgiveness through pride. And that was worse than the greed that his brother had. Well, both of them were prideful. His was unforgiveness, so it was worse. And if it wasn't worse, it was bad. Because he learned a lesson. Some people don't learn a lesson. A foolish man can learn a lesson and become very wise. And he can grow out of his foolishness. And everybody, even children, have foolishness. And they have to be corrected. If they get the right whooping, they'll be corrected. And they'll never do it again. A good whooping will drive sin away. And I told my children, while you're young, you'll get whoopings. But when you're old, you're not going to get a whooping. You'll get the result of being foolish, which is worse than any whooping. And they listen and learn. I taught them structure. I taught them how God do things. I taught them how God bless people. If you do what you're supposed to, he'll bless you. If you're lazy and won't do right, he won't bless you. Not like he will if you do what you're supposed to. And I showed him, you got to think. You got to believe God for what you desire and work towards it. You got to be willing to do your part. Don't expect God to do your part. He's not. And, you know, when they were younger, I gave them allowance. And then I started giving them assignments to do, things that they had to do, to teach them that life ain't free. You gotta do your part. And they learn from it. And God is good, folks. He don't change. He does things in a much better way than men. So as we learn and understand things like God does, and we do that by the word of God and obeying the things that he reveals to us, we see things in a greater way. We see the value of obedience. And we learn to trust him, and we see ourselves in a greater light. And we end up doing things that's just amazing. Now I'm out of time again. But the Lord is not, he'll continue to mightily move by the Holy Spirit. Till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you truly. And Jesus is our Lord.